Today, I thought we'd talk about Allah's mercy. And especially during these times, it's really important to constantly remind ourselves of this infinite, unlimited, eternal source and force that inspires us to continue living, inspires us to be better people, inspires us to be kind toward other creatures, and inspires us to always remember that it's not too late or too early, never a bad time really, to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our hearts. So we're going to talk about Allah's mercy. Now the word rahmah, which is the Arabic equivalent of mercy, and its derivatives have been repeated in the Holy Quran over 500 times. And I'm not even going to begin about the ahadith that talk about Allah's endless ocean of rahmah and mercy and grace upon His creations. But what we need to know about Allah's mercy here is that there are two types, okay? Stay with me. There is Allah's general mercy that encompasses all and applies to everything and everyone, whether they're disbelievers, whether they're sinners, whether they're righteous people, whether they're animals or plants or jinns or even inanimate objects, really. It applies to everything and everyone, okay? And it comes from Allah's rahmaniyyah, His general mercy. And then there's this special kind of mercy, which comes from Allah's rahimiyyah, specific to those He loves especially, to those who love Him, to those who have equipped themselves, trained themselves, and made themselves worthy of Allah's special mercy. In the Quran, when Allah talks about His general mercy, He talks about how He sent rain, He talks about how He brings plants and trees back to life, He talks about giving provision to all of His creations, and when He talks about His specific mercy, He says things like, "Kana bil mu'minin rahima." He is to the believers especially merciful. We especially know about this category, these categories, two categories basically, of Allah's mercy from the very first verse of the Holy Quran, which Allah basically uses as an opening line. The way He chooses to identify Himself and introduce Himself to His servants and His subjects. He could have started by saying, Bismillah al-Jabbar al-Qahhar, Bismillah al-Muntaqim al-Qawi, or Bismillah al-Aziz or Sattar or whatever, but no. He wanted us, fragile, frail, sometimes lost, mostly broken, and confused human beings that cannot live, cannot continue with our lives, if we don't have a source of limitless hope to hold on to. He wanted the first thing for us to know about our Creator to be about His limitless mercy. And I think that is the most beautiful and hope-giving concept in the universe. Now, believing in Allah's mercy is equivalent to having faith in Him and having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in the Quran, Allah says, وَلَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope in Allah's mercy, for verily only the disbelievers lose hope in Allah's kindness and rahmah. So with that said, I hope that gives us a proper idea of how important Allah's mercy is and how it's a driving force in our lives and what an important and pivotal part of our faith it can be. And I hope it inspires us to bring ourselves closer to the mercy of Allah and, most importantly, be a reflection, a manifestation of Allah's rahmah among His creations. Thank you so very much for being with me. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wherever you are.